All right, let's get a little spin around the globe, if you will. There's other football besides the Lions. We'll get to the people as well. David, music.
Let's start here with a couple cases of booing. Oh. One, a player returns back to his former team. That was Saquon Barkley returned to play in New York, and fans booed him. People seem to have a problem with that, though.
It's because people are soft and they want faux outrage. The guy went to the Antichrist, the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, but he did so well for you. He left. All right, the Giants tried to sign him multiple times, and then they finally put the hammer down and said, we're done. We're not giving you what, if you think you're worth this, go get it. Okay, it is what it is. You want to boo the organization? Boom. The bottom line is he went and played for Satan. All right? It is what it is. Grow up.
Yeah, you boo people who aren't on your team. Hence, Matthew right. Stafford comes back.
That's He's different than what they did in Cleveland. Guy's dead on the field.
Right. That's different. But a former guy who used to play here, yeah, you're going to boo him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to next. There are layers to this one. Because, yes, the fans were booing Deshaun Watson as he was carted off the field. He is out for the year with a ruptured Achilles, and fans booed him. Some fans felt that, well, we should because he's a horrible person. But was that the right time to do that?
Look, I'll be honest. Maybe people will be outraged at me. But, like, yes, I know it's wrong in my heart. But I'm also like, well, he's a terrible guy, and he's terrible on and off the field, and they're just angry, and fans are frustrated. I don't know. No, it's not right to cheer a guy who's injured, clearly. But I'm not going to pull a Stephen A. and go, clearly, I'm not going to drop a bomb on the Cleveland fans. It's a horrific situation for everybody involved. Were they classy? No. Is my heart going to bleed for Deshaun? Not really.
But you knew that when you signed him, none of this was new. None of this happened, you know, after you signed him. So if you thought he was a bad person, you set that aside because you were hoping he would bring you a Super Bowl in Cleveland. And now all of a sudden you want to gain morality. You want to gain a consciousness. You just found Jesus. No, you don't get to do that.
No, you don't get to do that. Let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa for a second, because he spoke to the media for the first time. He is going to practice this week and try to return to game action. But there's a quote here that I kind of cringed at. Quote, I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it. Kind of a cringy quote there, dealing with what he's dealing with. I mean, I know it's not our decision, but is this the right decision?
You may want to get him a thesaurus and pick a different word because of just, you know, what could go on your next hit. But I knew the second that he went down, he was going to play again, because that's what he was basically born to do. He's been playing football all of his life, and to take this away from him, like, we could all say that because we don't play. And it's like, oh, you got to think of your family. You got to think of all of that. But when you've been playing football for this long and you finally hit that stage where you are one of the top players, you're going to go out there and you're going to play until you can't play again. I remember talking to TJ, and he was like, yeah, if it were me, I would keep going, and said, hey, I knew at the end, okay, fine. That last injury, okay, I'm going to opt out. But other than that, I got to keep playing. Jansen said, I would keep playing if I could. So that's just how football players are built.
What do you want from me? I'm done. The guy should retire.
He said he has been symptom-free since the day after his concussion.
That doesn't matter. The more concussions you have, the longer it takes for your body to heal. So here's what's happening. The only thing eroding besides his brain function is my sympathy for him. So if something now goes out and happens again, I'm turning the channel. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Which is fair. But I think to ask him to say, yeah, he's symptom-free because, yeah, a butterfly landing on him does not cause a concussion.
Right. I mean, it takes so long for your brain and your body to heal. Nah. And Rico's not wrong. I'm just saying, as a human being, like, I felt sympathy. But when you keep doing this, and you know what? If nobody around him is strong enough to tell him, hey, time to power down, then you know what? You're on your own.
What you don't want is for it to all end the way it did for Junior Seau. Great all-time Hall of Fame player. We didn't know then what we know now.
Any player afflicted with CTE, that's the whole thing. Any. And whether it goes to the extreme like Junior or Dave Duerson, or it just goes to guys who have constant pain, can't sleep, can't remember their own effing name. Any of that. No, I don't want any of that. That's where it's like, I don't want you on my television anymore. Because the next time he's air fencing, you're headed right there. And you're right. These guys won't power it down. And it's like, will the people around them step up? Guy's got two young kids. You've had four concussions in 2 years. Go for it, buddy. Whatever you want.
Well, speaking of go for it, Russell Wilson. Start yesterday.
Weren't you in heaven?
Come 16 on. Of 29, 264, and two touchdowns. Looked awful in the first half. Turned it around. They won the game 37-15. Quote from Mike Tomlin after the game. This is what I get paid the big bucks for, to make these decisions. It worked out.
I mean, David, you didn't expect him to come out there and throw five touchdowns in the first half. He hasn't played all year.
He played well, David. You had completions of 44. I'm spitballing here, but I think it's 44, 38, 36, and 30. Explosives down the field, what Justin Fields wasn't giving you. True or false?
But it's not proper for the coach to say that after one start. David, and you would say this is, it worked out?
I don't understand. I don't understand anything that happened with Mike Tomlin yesterday. Seriously, if you told me that somebody had replaced him with AI Mike Tomlin, I would believe you, because everything was out of character that he did in that game, and the stuff that he said and the stuff that he did, blowing a kiss to the camera. Like, what are we doing here? Who is this man? But yeah, David, you actually look a better team under Russ. You do.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Dangerous.
Yeah, okay.
Get your sandwich sideways.
Yeah, we'll see from week to week what this looks like. And let's close it out with this, because this is a quarterback that looks great, and I'm still wondering why he isn't leading in the MVP odds. That is Josh Allen, Mr. Cowboy. Allen hasn't thrown an interception through seven games this season. The first player since Alex Smith in 2017 to throw 12 touchdown passes with zero interceptions. Would he be your MVP today?
No, Jared Goff would be.
No, it would be Jared Goff. And even though Josh Allen has better odds, I'm kind of done with him. Like, every year I'm thinking, okay, this will be the year. This will be the year. It comes a time where, you know what, Josh, you're just, you know, you're good for the first 10 games of the year, but the last seven, you're okay. So I'm not falling for the hype. Whereas I'm looking at Jared Goff and watching the game, I'm like, the Lions may have the MVP. Because then I'm starting like, who could take it from him? Who could actually usurp him? Couldn't think of anybody. So,
and Josh Allen's playing great football. Don't get it twisted.
It's impressive with no interception.
What Jared Goff is doing is simply breaking records. It's incredible.
And he's doing it not against bad teams. Like, this isn't, oh, well, you're doing it against the Carolina Panthers, and you're doing it against the... He's going out there and doing it on the road against at Minnesota. Hostile environment against the best team in football. Getting it done. So, sorry, Josh. Unless he gets injured, it's Jared Goff.
And that is In Football Today.